A really cool thing just happened in the world of science that might save the northern white rhino from going extinct. There are only two of these rhinos left in the whole world, but scientists have done something amazing. They made a rhino baby using IVF. They took an embryo that they made in a lab and put it into another rhino to grow. This was done with a different kind of rhino that is similar to the northern white rhino. Now, the scientists want to try doing the same thing with northern white rhino embryos. If it works, it could save the species. The northern white rhino used to live all over Central Africa, but they were killed off by people hunting them for their horns. Now, there are only two left, named Najin and Fatu, and they are being protected in Kenya. The BioRescue Project is a group of scientists from all over the world who want to save these rhinos. They are using special science techniques to try and bring them back from the edge of extinction. They started by using a different kind of rhino that is doing better in the wild. The scientists had a lot of challenges to overcome. They had to get eggs from the rhinos, which are really big animals, and then make embryos in a lab. It took them 13 tries, but they finally got a rhino baby using IVF. Unfortunately, the mom rhino got sick and died, but they know that the technique works. Now, they want to try it with the northern white rhino embryos. They have 30 of these embryos stored in Germany and Italy. They were made using eggs from Fatu and sperm from two male northern white rhinos. The problem is, the two remaining northern white rhinos can't carry a baby, so they will put the embryo into a different kind of rhino. They think it will work. The scientists are hoping to do this in the next few months, and they want the baby rhino to be born while some of the northern white rhinos are still alive. They think it's important for the baby to learn from the last two rhinos. But just making a few more rhinos won't save the species because they need more genetic diversity. So, the scientists are also working on a different technique to make rhino eggs and sperm using stem cells. This will take a long time and be really hard, but they think it's worth it. Some people think it's a waste of time and money, but the BioRescue team believes that since humans caused the northern white rhino to almost disappear, it's our responsibility to try and save them.